Daddy used to take it, the Bernies take it to Shivery, you know, and things like that. Man, they'd make racket, you know. Then they'd make a few rounds, they'd come at the door and knock and ask if they're going to open it. They'd say no, they'd go around again. And finally, after a while, when they'd come, they'd open the door and said, well, put all your bells away and come on in. And they'd have everything ready for them to eat and drink, you know, plenty of whiskey, wine, and cakes and everything.
Well, I'll be. Now, if you're talking about seeing somebody in, say, in Jackson, Mississippi, you say, well, I saw him where? Would you say,
I saw him in Jackson, Mississippi.
Okay, would you ever say up or?
I saw him up in Jackson, Mississippi.
Okay, when would you say you saw somebody down in, you might say, you say I saw him in?
Down in Gulfport.
Okay, all right, or you might say you saw him over somewhere. If you saw him, say, in Van Cleve, you say you saw him.
Oh, yeah. I saw him over in Van Cleve or over in Wigan or something like that.
Okay. Now, what would you call, you say there was trouble at the Shivery and the police came and arrested the whole, you might say they arrested?
Well, I know that to happen, but if it did, he'd have to arrest the whole crew, you know, because they'd be all implicated.
Okay. What would you call a thing where when young folks would go out in the evening and all get together? Did you ever have any of those?
Well, you'd have to call that a party, I guess.
They might all get together and do what? They'd all...
Well, get together and go maybe play games, or even get together and go to a place and have a dance. People used to do that, you know.
Okay. Did you ever play any? You played those, didn't you, a lot?
Yeah.
Did they ever have any other names for them, those dances?
Well, when I was a young boy, up until people out in the country, they could get out on Saturday morning and they'd go to a place and ask them if they could have a dance there that night.
Yeah.
And they'd tell them all right that maybe they had a big room and people that at one time they had a pretty good sized room there and it two partition and it was easy to take partition out and then make a big place for them to dance and they had rooms on the side, you know.
Yeah.
And they'd go there and you could let the words out in a few places, but at night there'd be a lot of people there. It would be a lot of people there and they'd dance all night. But like myself, I played a fiddle and...
You ever played a hoedown?
Oh yeah, we never had I've called a mini reel, a breakdown, a square dance, they call it.
Yeah.
And there'd always be five or six people to play the fiddle and somebody second the guitar. We didn't hire, nobody got paid for playing then, and they just played for fun, you know.
Yeah.
And I've seen them many times. I wish I never knew how to tune a fiddle because I'd rather dance than to play, you know.
Yeah.
And when there wasn't too many people that could play, and I had to play that made it bad, you know.
Yeah. What'd you call those, you know, where people all get together and have one of those things where you have a fiddle? What'd you call that?
They used to call that a frolic.
Frolic?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Everybody gathered there in the community and they had it one and on the 6th day of January they used to call that Old Christmas Day.
Yeah.
And many times we'd have a dance on that night. And they never went by when I was a boy and old enough to go to dance until for years, even after I was married. And while I was a young boy, many times the girls would take a little piece of ribbon about that long and a pin, and they'd pin it to a boy's coat, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd call that his